Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, so Beyonce rocked the country music world when she announced that her next album will be country. And she released two singles, one of them being Texas Hold'em.
Say Texas, oh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. Lay our cards down, 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 down.
So if you work in radio like we do, I have been bombarded with emails asking us to play Texas Hold'em. The Beehive is in full effect.
Great song.
They are requesting this song. Mm-hmm. We get dozens of emails every day.
Super fun.
And Beyonce's fans were very upset because country radio was not playing her single, and they were livid. And country radio said, you know, we didn't get the single. So people were so upset at country radio, thinking they were turning down Beyonce's single and not playing it, but that was not the case. Her label never sent the single to country radio stations in the first place.
Interesting.
So you can't, I'm just giving, like, you can't be mad at the country radio stations for not playing her song because they didn't have it, because the label never sent it to them. Because I know a lot of fans were very upset with country radio, but technically you had to be mad at her label for not sending it out.
That's true. However, they bullied a station in Oklahoma into playing the song, even though they didn't have it. And so I'm like, well, the Beehive is in full force now. But I think that station should have never responded, and then the Beehive wouldn't have attacked them.
Right. Here's the thing. So back in the day, before I was on the radio, I was trying to work my way up to getting a job on the air. I used to be a research director at a country station. And part of my job was to play clips, or actually to come into the radio station first, listen to songs that artists were providing us with the record label. So dude comes in with a whole bunch of music. We all sit around, me and like seven other people. They play the song and they're like, is this a good fit for our radio station? And then we would all vote on it before it either got played on the radio or not. So if this song comes out, right, and we are at a country station and you hear it, and will you play it again here real quick, Tommy? And you're trying to fit that into your country station, right? Would you vote that that is a country song or not? Does it fit in to your format or not? Forget who it is. Like in these meetings, we wouldn't even know who the artist was. Forget who it is, although that voice is pretty
distinctive.
It's distinctive, right? If you're a country program director, are you playing that on your radio? Does it sound country? Or is she just saying it's a country album? But that song to me doesn't sound too country.
Oh, it does to me.
I don't feel like I listen to enough country music to be qualified, because it does to me.
Yeah, it does to me as well.
Yeah, the storytelling in that song is given country.
Yeah.
It's given country.
I mean, the twang isn't there, but the beat, the rhythm, the vibe, like the message, I feel is. So it would be, I mean, a lot of people were saying like Shania Twain's music should be considered country. Uh-huh, yeah. It was pop. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said Old Town Road shouldn't be considered country. But I think over the years, things change and evolve, and this should be constituted country.
I agree with Kristen. Luke Bryan's Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
Yeah.
I play that as a DJ.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a hip-hop country song. He even mentions T-Pain in the song.
Yeah, I think you guys are right. Yeah.
Now, Beyonce's producer was asked about whether Taylor Swift would appear on Beyonce's country album. She is a pop princess and pop queen now. However, of course, she got her start in country music. Instead of denying it, he simply said, let's just say she is on the approach of shocking the world. Which is a good tease and can mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody wants to be attached to Taylor Swift. Sure. And everybody wants to be attached to Beyonce. So when you attach the two of them together, you got mega
Man,
news.
You talk about having two of the GOATs in the same studio at the same time. That'd be amazing.
They both moved the needle a lot. That would be incredible.
All right, so yesterday, Valentine's Day, of course, a lot of celebrities were posting their Valentine's Day post. And we have to give credit to Hillary Duff's husband, Matthew Coma, who won Valentine's Day. And it was just savage. So he posted pictures of his wife, Hillary Duff, with all of her exes. And they were all photos of her in the ocean or on the beach with her exes. Okay. And he said, he goes, he thanked all of her exes for saving her from dangerous oceans over the years. And literally had phone, and she just replied and commented, "You're truly ill, Matthew."
I wish I had that strength.
And then also for Valentine's Day, Todd Phillips, the director of the new Joker movie, posted a photo of Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga together for Joker Folie à Deux, and it hits theaters October 4th. So for all you fans out there, I'm sure that was very exciting for you. All right, coming up, is a Marvel movie destined to bomb at the box office this weekend? The harsh critic reviews and Rotten Tomato score in your next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.